show tonight. I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but country music is back. Randall King at the forefront of bringing it back to us, and Randall on the show tonight. Randall, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, but I don't know if y'all know, but country music never left.
That's true. But you're bringing it back to the forefront. You're making people pay attention again.
Yeah, we're trying.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
And also, it looks like we're wearing matching T-shirts. Like we got
we're pretty
similar
close.
Green.
Mine's from the Fredonia there in Nacogdoches.
Oh, nice. Shout out everyone listening on Kickstarter 105 tonight. Randall King, you tweeted the other day that you were fishing. Do you wish you were fishing right now?
I absolutely wish I was fishing right now. I always wish that I was fishing.
We're zooming. You could do this on the lake, you know.
I could have.
Don't hold
but
it.
I was working today.
Okay, good.
We're in the office.
A friend of mine, his name is Aaron Randall. He wanted me to ask you, do you think that you are the next George Strait?
I'll tell you this. No, I think I'm the next Randall King.
Nice. I can appreciate
I've always considered myself more Keith Whitley. But hey, it's big shoes to fill. You're talking 63 number ones or something like that.
It's taking a step at a time.
For me, it's I want to be myself. I write my own songs. I still have a pretty big hand in my own sound. And I think it's going to be me.
Randall King on with us. Let's do She Gone. We got more with Randall coming up. Bond Radio Texas Live. Woke up to the sound of gravel fly. Randall King on with us tonight, doing a little bit of rapping, doing some beatboxing. Yeah. I didn't know you could beatbox.
You were doing it in the break, so I was following along.
We were doing it together.
I don't think you noticed you were doing it in the break.
Was I doing it? Was I really doing it? I thought you were just joking. Now that you say that, I think I was too.
Is that what you do when you're just like comfortable and you're?
I think I do it when I'm uncomfortable, actually. Like I was trying to figure out everything in my head. Yeah, that was me doing it. Now that you say that, I was doing that. All right, getting ready for this interview, Randall. I realized that I've yet to watch Garth Brooks' Netflix documentary, The Road I'm On. It's been out for a year. Do I still need to watch it? Do I still need to set aside some time and watch it?
Hell yeah. I wrote the title of that. I wrote the title track.
The Road I'm On?
Me and Garth wrote.
That's true. You wrote The Road I'm On. It's the name of a song you guys wrote together, also the name of his documentary. So when are you guys hitting the road together? When are you going out on tour? I think Randall King, Trisha Yearwood, and Garth Brooks would make for a pretty stellar lineup.
It'd be awesome, man. I would love that. You know, as of right now, we're doing our own headline shows, doing hard ticket sales, and we're packing out the small dance halls and some of the bigger venues too.
So you didn't really answer the question. So now I'm trying to figure out if you're just being democratic about it. Yeah, if you're skirting around it because something in the works that you just can't reveal yet. I love the skirting answers, though. I love when you don't answer a question because it makes me think something's actually happening.
Yeah, no, we're just trying to do our own thing. We're taking the Eric Church route, man, where we kick the door down. One ticket sale at a time.
I can respect it. Randall King hanging out with us. Let's do Hey Cowgirl. Hey Cowgirl from Randall King. We got more coming up. He's going to sing it live right now.
RTX Live with Buddy Logan.
Hey Cowgirl.
Randall King on with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Randall, good to see you, man.
Good to see you, brother.
So I was recently talking with Dalton Domino, and we were talking about how Randall King.
That was never a good conversation.
Dude, it was a great conversation. But we were talking about how Randall King just can't stop dropping solid country gold songs on us. But now you're going to help us stay awake. You've teamed up with Copeland Dance Hall, and you've launched your own signature hard living coffee blend.
Okay.
Named after.
How was that?
Named.
Where's this going?
It's always a big buildup. It's named after your hit of the same name. An unlikely pairing for coffee beans. How did you and Copeland Dance Hall decide that, hey, we're going to get the coffee bean business?
Well, I'm a coffee junkie. I survive off it. I'm drinking coffee right now. Mm-hmm. I will sit there and drink coffee all day.
How many coffees, how many cups a day do you think?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's hard. I guess I go by Keurig cups, like two Keurig cups.
I just read 5 cups a day is ideal, which seemed like a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't worry. You're doing fine.
But like this, the Keurig cups are.
They count as one serving. I don't use Keurig.
They're tense. Like if I can make a pot of coffee and drink half that pot of coffee, and to me, that's like.
I just go by
how, whatever makes me shake.
You got to shake a little bit.
But yeah, I'm a coffee hound, man. And Abby there in Copeland really invested in us. And she's been a big champion, a big supporter. I love her to death. Copeland's an iconic, historic dance hall. And she started selling her own beef jerky. So she's got her own line of beef jerky. She's got her own line of barbecue sauces. And she was going to do her own line of coffee. And she thought of me because a sound check, I literally sneak back there to their kitchen and I'll just go back in there and start making coffee for me and the band.
Nice.
And she walked in and was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm going to work, Gabby.
Radio Texas, live with Buddy Logan.
Randall, your band is called the Hard Living Band. Where's that come from?
We don't do a whole lot of opening stuff. And we just started building it the hard way. We lived the hard way. We traveled in a 12-passenger 2012 van with eight dudes sweating it out with no AC for 2 years. So, I mean, we've earned that title.
Yeah.
And my fans earned that title coming out building us the hard way, too.
You would open up for Garth Brooks, though, right?
Oh, if, yeah.
Yeah, if the opportunity arises. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do Hard Living, Eileen. Randall King, how did Cleto get on this song?
Me and Cleto, we've been buddies a long time. We started out at Blue Lot together, doing singer-songwriter nights on Mondays there in Lubbock. And Flatland was doing their thing, starting to take off, and I had the opportunity to get him on. It's funny, we were trying to get him to do the harmonies on it instead of, like, actually singing it.
Yeah.
Like, just do the harmonies. And it was such a high song, he was really having to hit falsetto, and it came off a little like Mickey Mouse. We're like, wait. Nope, let's not do
that's
this.
Not, that's, work. That's not gonna work.
I was like, just sing it. Just sing it. It'll come out great. I hate honky tonk out of it, so it's good.
That's awesome. Let's spin it. Randall King with Cleto Cordero, Flatland Cavalry, Hard Living Eileen. We got more with Randall coming up.
RTX.
Radio Texas Live, it's Buddy Logan, Randall King hanging out with us tonight. Coming up, we're gonna dive into his songwriting style. But first, here's Jonathan Terrell.
Well, right in the street. Catch a night on fire.
Throughout the interview tonight, you reminisced and talked about the 12-passenger van a lot. Where you're at right now, where you're at right now in your career, probably opening up for Garth Brooks in 2022 on a worldwide tour, to where you were with the 12-passenger van, breaking news. Do you miss that? Like, do you miss those days, the simpler days, even in a romantic type of way? Or are you just like, no, man, yeah. I'm done. I'm better here where I am now.
No, I'll give you this. I do. When you think about life, let me ask you this. Do you miss your college days?
Do I? Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yeah. In a way.
It's the same thing.
Don't want to go back to them, but
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to relive that, but I cherish those times. They were hard, man. That passenger van's AC would go out and you're like, ah, so hot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're sitting back there just sweating. Everybody's angry. You get to the show, you take a shower, and you go up there to play your show, and it's like nothing ever happened, right? Like, you just go up there and you do what you love for however long you get into play, whether it's 30 minutes to an hour and a half. And you get done, crawl back in that hot-ass van, and you
here we go
back to the road. I miss that era of my life. It was a precious era. Leanna was just as much part of that as anything. My dad, my guys, the guys that I had in my band, you know, we've changed a member or two since then. And their memories all always cherish. But yeah, I'd much rather be where I'm at.
I appreciate the honesty.
Radio Texas Live with Buddy Logan.
You're like waking in.
Randall King back with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. Randall, you released your deeply personal EP, Leanna, back in December. The project was named to honor your sister who passed away a year ago now, and her death is something you've been very open with about. How hard has that been for you, or has sharing about her with fans kind of helped you with through the grieving process?
Man, honestly, you know, it's been a mix of both. Talking about her definitely has created a healing process for me. The more you talk about it, you know, the tougher you get on it, and the easier it is. Man, I mean, you know, with COVID hit, we weren't doing anything the first 3 months of COVID. We just weren't. We were quarantined, couldn't go nowhere. So it actually kind of worked out for me with everything being on hold because I could really take everything in, be with family. You know, it was good to just get away, be with family.
That has got to be something that, you know, by sharing your story so much and so freely with fans, it's something that connects fans to you, and it's going to elicit a lot of people to share stories that are similar with you. How has that been for you, hearing other people?
It's been incredible. There's people all over the world that have been messaging me. People out in Brazil that'll message me and tell me about their loved ones. They come to visit them and they tell stories about it. There's a lot of heart in this EP. And like you said, this has been an incredibly big healing process for me. And I think the more you know this story, the more you listen to this EP, it becomes a healing process to others.
It's awesome. It is an amazing tribute to your sister, Leanna. Let's do A Round Forever off the EP. Randall King on with us tonight.
Soak it up, cold beer.
Randall, you do write your own music. You wrote or co-wrote all but one of the 13 tracks on your 2018 self-titled album. And it's the kind of aw shucks simple cleverness of songs like Taking Me a Heartbreak, Mirror Mirror, Dent in It. For me, it's kind of like watching Mike Trout hit a baseball. It makes me think I can do it too, but I obviously can't do it. I definitely cannot do it. What's your secret? Do you have a routine before you sit down to write a song?
Man, I've been blessed to be in the room with a lot of great writers, and I've taken knowledge from them, little small things of how they get through a song and how they think of the process. And everybody's got a different process of writing. I think for me, you know, it's about a vibe. It's about an energy.
Yeah.
But I've learned a lot from guys like Mark Nestler. And I think the most important thing in songwriting that I've ever learned was from Mark. And we were sitting there, I'd broken up with an ex. We'd kind of been talking off and on for like 2 or 3 months. Then one day she just stopped really responding to me. And I was like, damn. And I was sitting there telling Mark Nestler that story, drinking coffee. Man, she just stopped responding to my texts. It was just like her Miss Me days were just gone. And he goes, there's your song. We sat down and wrote her Miss Me days. And we couldn't get the first line of the very first verse. We wrote the whole song and didn't have a very, like, an opening line.
Uh-huh.
So he was like, well, let's just talk it out. And I was like, you know what, man? I came here to drink. I didn't come here to learn no lesson. And he was like, there it is. So we wrote that. I was like, man, that's crazy. And he goes, dude, here's the deal. A song is a conversation. If you can talk it, you can write it.
That's it.
There you go.
This is Radio Texas Live with Buddy Logan.
Hello tonight.
Randall King on with us. Let's do Taking It As It Comes. Tell us about this song.
Taking It As It Comes is actually one of those songs I was talking about vibe and energy. I played somewhere in East Texas at a little county fair, and this was back in our 12-passenger van days.
Yeah.
And I was laying across the front seat passenger van, just jamming on my guitar, and I started jamming the chord structure and the signature lick and the whole vibe of Taking It As It Comes. I was like, this is cool. And I pulled up my voice memos and started grooving it and literally just went, taking it as it comes. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I didn't have all the words. I was just humming melody.
Right.
Like, that's cool. And I took it to Martin Nestler. Martin Nestler and Tony Martin, and both those guys co-wrote Just to See You Smile, Living Well, Go On.
Solid to them. Country songs,
yeah, yes. I told them what I wanted, man. I told them, I was like, you know, this is an attitude. It's about the things that I struggled with in life growing up, from depression, OCD, anxiety, and just pushing forward in life and not worrying about it, just living. And that's what we wrote about. We kicked that one's ass. It was a good song.
Nice. Randall, let's do it. Let's do Taking It As It Comes. Appreciate your time. We're going to see you here next week, Red Dirt Barbecue Music Festival. Excited to get you out for it. It's going to be a fun time. Randall King, Chris Colston, Jason Bolin, Josh Abbott Band, Parker McCollum, barbecue joints from all across Texas. Sold out like 20 minutes. It sells out so fast every year.
Wow.
And you will not be in your 12-passenger van, I'm assuming.
I won't.
Old time's sake?
Hell no. We did that a few weeks ago. We had the bus in the shop, and we went back to the van. I've never heard grown men cry so much in my life. I was like, dude, y'all got to toughen up.
Yeah. Come on. Come on.
Radio Texas Live with Buddy Logan.
I'm trying and I can't.